Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Land ho! We're coming into the port of Wildwood!
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place, but if you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Go, CJ, jump! It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
I do believe this is the best band we've had in years.
Band music makes me feel so warm and fuzzy.
CJ, you're a bear. You're always warm and fuzzy.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Welcome back to Wildwood. Glad you could make it. We are smack dab in the middle of the rainy season, and it's been going strong now for better part of 3 days. It works out pretty good for Papa Chuck, who's working away in the west wing of the Collins Mansion. It's cozy and dry inside there, and with a nice breeze for working in. But for the young'uns, that much rain takes a toll, and that's precisely why CJ, Goose, and Stacy have made their way to the mansion as well.
What about this one? We haven't been in here before.
Big crates, lots of books. Smells like it's from a long way away. Oh, I like it.
Works for me. Let's get them open.
It's become a favorite pastime for the kids, the exploring and opening up of crates. Before he passed away, Mr. Collins traveled just about everywhere a feller could travel to. He collected things from each place, and then he had a separate room built onto the mansion for each one. There are so many rooms and so many boxes from all around the world, the young'uns never know quite what they're going to find.
I need some help over here. There's a nail you missed. Now try. Oh, yeah.
What? Show me. Let me see.
I got myself a spear. Whoa, is it sharp? Nah, kind of rusty. This is really fun. Jackpot! I got a helmet, a metal helmet.
Is there another?
Don't know, but... Man, this is heavy. How did they wear these all day? If the weight of the helmet didn't kill you, I guess it would protect you from just about anything.
Oh, got one! CJ, help me put it on!
You can't put it on, Goose. You're too small.
I just wish everybody would quit telling me what I can and cannot do. Will you help me or not?
I'd be happy to help you, Goose.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Well, ma'am, is everything to your liking? Where is she? Under the helmet. Goose, can you hear me in there?
Yes, I'm very comfortable in here.
Goose, with you in it, that's not a helmet, it's a house.
Huh? I don't think a mouse could get in here.
She can't hear a thing. You're gonna stay in there, aren't you?
No, but I think I'll stay in here a while.
This wouldn't be a pride thing, could it? Too embarrassed to admit that you're wrong?
I think I will just stroll around a little.
Goose has once again taken center stage, and not just with CJ and Stacy. They don't know it, but they have company. In fact, every time they've been in the Collins Mansion, they've had company. Look up to the top of the bookcase, in the shadow there. Let me introduce Madavi and Rick. They're rats, but don't let that put you off. They're really rats of the nicest sort.
The spear I'm not sure of, but the helmet is certainly Roman. I've wanted to get in these crates for a long time. Very exciting.
When can we get down there and get a look for ourselves?
Patience, my boy. Let them have their turn and do the heavy lifting for us. We couldn't ever have gotten into that crate without them. Let them unpack as much as they can. They are saving us a lot of work.
What if they break something? They're just kids.
Ah, Good thought. I was afraid of that very thing when they first began visiting here, but they have always displayed a very adult respect for the artifacts.
As you can see, there's nothing under these two helmets, and one goose under this one.
Okay, let me out!
This won't work if you keep talking. I'll slide them around quickly, and... Now which one is she under?
This one. I think I'm gonna be sick!
Okay, best 2 out of 3.
Thank you!
Let's see what else we got here. Hey guys, look!
What is it?
Looks like some kind of helmet. Hey, what's this? Look, I got a chest plate! I found body armor!
What's behind the globe? Is that another helmet?
I think it must be a... Maybe it's a crown!
A crown. Hey guys, I've got a crown! I'm Stacy, queen of... Where do you think this stuff is from?
Who knows? I got body armor! I'm CJ, the mighty bear of metal! Nothing can hurt me! I'm indestructible! I'm wearing metal! Hit me with that stick, Goose!
Okay!
Ow! Not the foot, the armor!
That would make more sense. Stacy, let me have a turn with the crown.
Well, okay, but take good care of it. I think it's probably really valuable.
Obviously, this is not going as well as I had hoped.
I'm gonna go look at the spear.
Where?
It's leaning against the far bookcase.
It's too close to where the kids are playing. Too dangerous. Cannot allow it.
But it's right there. I won't be seen.
I said no. I'm going to see if I can make some noise down the hall to bring Papa Chuck here. Do not move from this spot.
We're just like rams crashing heads together.
Was that dent on your helmet there before?
Well, I don't think so.
Well, it probably was. Let's just do it again.
Helmet to helmet.
Charge! Okay, that one hurt, but no more. Yep, that's definitely a new dent in the helmet. And it looks pretty much like the new dent in yours, too.
I'm Goose, princess of quite a lot. Subjects, bow to your princess.
Yeah, like that's gonna happen.
I am wearing the royal crown, and you subjects must do what I say.
I can fix that, Goose.
Oh, give the crown back or I will call out the royal guards.
Here, have a royal pillow.
Knock it off. I didn't get enough of a turn with the crown. Don't you make me come over there.
Look, I found some more of those black tubes.
Throw me one. Whoa, they're in every room we've been in. What do you think they're for?
While the young'uns are getting rowdier and more out of control, Rick is feeling the tug to do some disobeying of his own.
Well, this is silly. There's no reason for me to stay here. I'll just stay out of sight and be careful not to be seen.
I think I found something in here. It could be a... I think I've got a sword here.
Man, oh man, is there another one? Woohoo! I've got a sword! I am possessor of sword! Beware the mighty bear of metal now has sworded!
You got nothing. I'm Stacy, queen of can openers.
Careful of the spear, Stacy. Look out!
Uh-oh. Oh, great. You just speared a pillow.
Hold it up.
This isn't good. It went all the way through.
Looks like a huge s'more.
A s'more, that's pretty good.
Well, Rick sure enough disobeyed, and just as he was getting a close look at the spear, Stacy hit it with her sword. The spear slashed right into his little ear and sent him running for cover. The young'uns had no idea that their misbehavior had caused someone's pain.
Let me have it, Stacy.
No, I'm playing with it. Get your own pillow on a stick.
What's all this racket down?
Uh-oh.
What's going on here? Give me that spear.
We'll clean it all up.
It won't take any time at all.
I'm not concerned with the mess as much as I am with the damage. This is ruined.
It's just a pillow.
It's not your pillow.
It was an accident.
Put the swords away. I can't believe I actually have to say this to you. Don't ever play with real swords. You could have cleaned up this mess and meet me out front. In the meantime, you best be thinking how you're going to explain this to Mrs. Collins. You're done here today.
The cleaning up was going pretty slow there among the swords and spears. No one likes to get a scolding, especially if you're of the opinion that you didn't deserve one. And that's pretty much what the kids are thinking. Feeling a little hurt, a little angry, a little sorry for themselves.
It's not fair.
I don't think that's the point.
It was an accident. Why should we be punished?
It was a pillow. My mom will sew it up in no time. Big deal.
We did get a little out of control.
While they did their best to console themselves, there was another scolding going on inside the wall behind the bookcase.
Did you not understand my instructions, or did you simply disobey them?
Sorry, it's still bleeding.
It's not too bad. A little cut, really. If that spear had fallen a little differently, you could have... Just be grateful it was only a nick out of your ear.
I am.
I've been here almost 15 years now. I know how things work in the mansion. You've been here a few days, and you think you know better than me? You could have ruined everything.
All I wanted to do was look at the spear.
This worries me more than that little cut in your ear. If you don't realize what you did out there... I may have chosen the wrong apprentice.
I'm the right apprentice. I want to stay in the mansion.
If you had been discovered, everything I have worked for might have been destroyed. It took a long time for me to gain the confidence of Mr. Collins. We explored the Middle East together. Then he died before he could inform anyone about me. No one here knows about us. Mrs. Collins hates rats. If she found out we were here, she might fumigate the place.
Fumigate?
Poisonous gas.
I didn't know.
That's the very point of it. It's time you realize I have reasons for the instructions I give and the rules I make. Now what are those kids doing?
Take that, Mr. Aluminum Foil.
Do you think Mrs. Collins will be upset?
I doubt it. This stuff is all just junk to her anyway. Whew. We'll get the rip repaired and we're done. No big deal.
Papa Chuck seems pretty mad.
I know. Maybe he's having a bad day. It's just a pillow. En garde! Take that!
You guys, we need to stop and clean up!
I have the crown, and I'm the queen. I say 5 more minutes, and then we clean up.
Hail the queen of You're Gonna Get It!
You talk pretty big for a guy just up like a mailbox. Look out!
You okay?
Just tripped. Good thing I had on my medal. Would have cracked my head on the table if it hadn't been for my helmet.
Whoa, look at your sword.
Oh, wow.
Stuck right in the floor.
Uh-oh!
Okay, this is more than I can take. Go back to the bookcase by the wall and stay there. I'll try to lead Papa Chuck back here again.
But I won't be able to see it from the... Yes, sir. I won't move from this spot.
It won't come out. Give me a hand here. On three.
Now is it one two, pull or
two,
one, two, three, pull?
Three.
I'm not clear on this.
Pull. I'm fine. I am bare of metal.
Whoa! The bookcase is falling over.
It's going down.
Whoa!
Everybody okay?
All bookcase is broken.
Spear snapped in two. We're in big trouble.
CJ, you look like a turtle on its back.
Yeah, well, you try and get up off the floor wearing 20 pounds of metal. Can someone give me a hand here?
Oh, I should have listened to Papa Chuck. This is bad.
I feel awful. Guess we gotta get Mrs. Collins.
While the kids began their long shuffle down the hall to find Mrs. Collins, Madavi has returned to find Rick a little shaken up and just a staring out at the broken bookcase.
Rick, are you well?
Just barely.
What in the world happened here? How could three kids do so much damage? The bookcase is ruined.
I almost jumped on it before it fell. I was mad at you for scolding me, so... Well, I almost jumped over there.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't.
So why is this one any safer? They could have knocked this over.
That wouldn't have happened. I've been in this mansion for many years, and I've made it my business to know everything about it that I can. Come back here. Do you see those?
Looks like big screws.
Those big screws are what's holding this bookcase to this wall. It would be impossible for it to tip. When the train goes by, the other one sways back and forth.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
There will be many times when I will tell you to simply obey me. There may not be time for me to explain, or the explanation may be too complicated for you to understand. It is my job as an adult to guide you well. It is your job as a youngster to obey me, and on the occasion that you are scolded, it is your job to learn from it. You are young and unfocused, but I think you may well develop into a fine explorer one day.
I'll try my best, sir.
I believe you will.
There he is! Papa Chuck! We need your help!
Just a minute. Let me finish this up.
Let me do the talking.
Okay, what is it?
Well, we can't find Mrs. Collins.
She went into town for groceries.
Okay, then maybe we'll just wait.
We need to tell her about the bookcase.
Goose!
Oh, quiet, Goose.
Bookcase?
Well, it's not as bad as you think.
What's not as bad?
CJ, I think you should take it from here. Well, there was a little accident.
With the bookcase?
Well, not so much as an accident, as much as an incident.
An incident? With the bookcase.
And don't forget the sword!
Goose!
Oh, quiet, Goose!
The bookcase and the sword.
But there's actually a funny part to the story.
I'm about to lose my temper here. Quit trying to weasel out of this.
Oh, that's smart.
Tell me what happened.
Okay, here it goes. We were kind of mad that you scolded us.
I see.
And we were trying to clean up, but... We got to playing again, and we knocked over a bookcase.
Is everyone all right?
We're fine.
Well, let's go take a look. And just the three of you did all this?
Yeah.
Well, the bookcase is destroyed. A lot of these books are damaged.
When the helmets got dented.
Goose!
Oh, quiet, quiet, quiet.
Where are the helmets?
I got one over here.
You put these dents in this?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I don't get it. You never treated Mrs. Collins' things this way before. Do you know where these are from?
No.
The crates say Rome, Italy. Did you see the big tag on this helmet?
I did.
What did you think it meant?
Well, just numbers. Well, I don't know.
Patience. I have to have patience.
Oh, no. It's a Roman helmet. From 150 years B.C., before the birth of Christ. Whoa.
This is a priceless actual helmet worn by a Roman soldier a couple of thousand years ago. And you were banging them around like they were drums.
Actually, they were headbutting each other like rams.
Goose!
Oh, sorry. It just happens sometimes.
Well, start picking up the books and stack them up in the corner. There's so much to scold you about. I'm not sure where to start.
You could start with the... I'm going to be quiet now.
Probably wise. Let's start with your being mad at me for scolding you.
It wasn't fair.
Okay, stop everything and just listen. This is important. Whether you're a kid or a grown-up, you will occasionally be scolded and corrected. That's the way it is.
You get scolded?
Yes, I do.
By who?
I'd say mostly the people who love me.
Like what? Give an example.
Well, I got irritated with Officer Hunt... for giving me a parking ticket. I stormed around and made a big fuss until Stag sat me down and scolded me for my bad attitude. I had parked in the wrong spot, and Hunt was doing his job.
Didn't you get mad at Stag for scolding you?
I did for a minute. There's two kinds of folks. Those who learn from being corrected, and those who just get mad. If someone corrects you, and you just get mad, what's going to happen?
He'll just go and do it again. Oh, quiet, quiet.
No, Goose. That time you said just the right thing.
Yeah? Well, go figure.
If you had learned from my scolding the first time...
None of this would have happened.
I think that's safe to say.
We're going to take really good care of Mrs. Collins' things from now on.
Yeah, we're sorry.
We didn't treat everything badly. We took real good care of the crown.
Crown?
Yeah. Hey, do you think it's a Roman crown? Where is it?
I think it's under here.
That's your crown?
Fits me especially well. See? They must have had pretty small heads in Rome.
Well, first of all, it's not Roman, and it's not a crown.
How do you know?
Well, it's only about 50 years old, and it's a chamber pot.
What's that?
What?
They used to use them as toilets.
Ew! I gotta go home and take a bath.
It's perfectly clean. I've used it for washing out paintbrushes. It's okay.
Sick! Sick! Gross! Gross! Gotta wash my hair!
Go on. But be back here after school tomorrow and finish up cleaning.
You think the kids will ever discover what these tubes are? I can't believe they call them tubes.
When and if they do, then they will have the real treasure of the Collins Mansion.
Okay, let's all tell it together.
Okay.
Okay.
We were just playing. It was so charming, the way we pillaged through somebody else's stuff.
I played the queen. Oh, I was darling. And with that armor on, those swords weren't all that tough.
We were no bother, such cheerful children, as we ripped historic treasures into shreds.
But we reached new heights of gloom when Papa Chuck walked in the room.
Then we wanted to hide our royal heads. When you're wrong, you're wrong.
No, you really can't deny it.
When you're wrong, you're wrong. You can try and modify it, but you're wrong. And all along, you think no good could come about from it being pointed out. But when you're wrong, you're wrong. So we knew we should admit it, but we didn't quit the fight.
There's no need to complicate it. There's no other way to state it.
If you said that we were wrong, you would be right.
Oh, here comes the verse where everything gets worse.
So then we told him, Papa Chuck will fix it. And we thought that was a great line of defense.
But our concession was no confession. That's when everything grew even more intense.
And he said, listen, these aren't your play toys. Put them all away before I count to three. Yes, he told us we'd been bad,
but we didn't think we had.
When you're up in arms, it's really hard to see. That when you're wrong, you're wrong.
No, you really can't deny it.
When you're wrong, you're wrong.
You can try and modify it,
but you're wrong. And all along, you think no good can come about from it being pointed out. But when you're wrong, you're wrong. So we knew we should admit it, but we didn't quit the fight.
There's no need to complicate it. There's no other way to state it.
If you said that we were wrong, you would be right.
I'd really like to say our hearts were sinking. I'd like to say that we were sorry, but we weren't.
I don't know what it was that we were thinking when we decided 5 more minutes wouldn't hurt.
On guard!
It was CJ in the bookcase in a blur.
We'd been scolded, hurt,
and stunned.
All in all, it was no fun.
time, we'll do what we're told for sure.
Cause when you're wrong, you're wrong. Learn your lesson and apply it. When you're wrong, you're wrong. You just got to humble pie it when you're wrong.
And we were wrong.
But now we know it's really wise for us to stop and recognize that when you're wrong, you're wrong. So if ever you're corrected, you should not put up a fight. Simply learn to take direction
without raising an objection.
Then instead of being wrong,
Correction Course was written and directed by David Carl. When You're Wrong was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by John Campbell, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.